Crab Feast. You know what it's all about.
This is the Crab Feast. I'm yelling, fuck that. You ain't gotta ask me, cause you can trust that. Every Tuesday, you already knew though. Ryan Sickler, soccer star, JUCO. Above ground, cool goes better than most. Jay Larson, self-diagnosed. Go down low this week, last week. Here we go again, fuck the Crab Feast.
It's a joke.
To the Crab Feast, y'all.
Yes.
Another Tuesday.
Yes.
Another Crab Feast without ass.
Yes.
Woo! I gotta tell you, there's always it surprises me anytime there's a first anymore on this show, to be honest with you. And just as we were touching pitches at takeoff, my TMJ caught it, hooked, and it I had to click it off to get out there and get you, man. That's what took me.
You had to fucking.
I was in the game.
Pull it back,
like,
dude.
Yeah, come on, get out of there, man.
Someone's like, birds,
birds.
You fucking handled it, son.
Good to see you, Jay Larson.
Good to
comedy.
See you too, Sickle Cell. JayLarsonComedy.com and Jay Larson Comedy on social media. The only dates coming up, April 26th to the 28th, end of this month at Laugh Boston. Go get your tickets. Tickets are moving, so make sure you get yours. There's only four shows, one Thursday, one Friday, two Saturdays, so come on out to one of those. And me being me, my hour special is available at my website. And if you haven't ever or don't have Self-Diagnosed and Human Math, are two, my first two albums that are also available on iTunes and other places, so go out and get those as well. Sickle Cell?
Ryan Sickler on all social media, RyanSickler.com. We've mentioned it before here last couple of weeks. We are taking a survey of our listeners. We'd like you to participate. It'll help us learn more about you, no matter how long you've been a listener or how frequently you listen to this show. So take a couple minutes, go to our website, thecrabfeast.com, upper right corner, click on the listener survey link, hit that bad boy up, please.
People have been doing it. They've been hitting us on
they
Twitter.
Yeah. Some of you said it's a little too long.
Some people said it wasn't working, but I think that's on you, people. That's your computer.
It is. You can't click back, apparently. I contacted PodTrack.
You on dose?
They click back. Spotify, guys. If you don't know, we've been saying it too. We are now available on Spotify. Spotify is making it easy for you to stream this podcast and many others like it on your mobile device. Some of y'all are listening on Spotify right now as I say it. Your desktop app and your smart speaker.
It's me.
Open the app on mobile or desktop, click on the browse channel, and then click on the podcast section. Take us with you wherever you go, thanks to Spotify. Spotify link is on our website, thecrabfeast.com. Still loving it. Loved seeing that all JUCO shirt out there this last week there playing. You look good in it. Get that merch, y'all. Still out there, crabfeast.com, and follow the Crab Feast on Facebook and Twitter.
This week's sponsor, proud to have him here, keeps.com. Keeps is the easiest way to keep your hair. Listen up, you guys. Hair loss isn't just your dad's problem. It happens earlier in life than you think. By 35, two out of three men will start losing.
It ain't our dad's problem.
You know what I mean? God bless.
It ain't neither of our dads. We're just trying to keeps our dads.
Yeah, man, just trying. My dad was trying to keeps his hair, man. He had a ponytail when I saw him last. By 35, two out of three men will start losing their hair, but hair loss is actually easy to prevent if you start it early. Introducing Keeps, a new company offering a simple, clinically proven, affordable way to stop hair loss. With Keeps, it's easier than ever for guys like you to keep your hair. Keeps offers the only two FDA-approved hair loss products clinically proven to keep the hair you have. Sign up is less than 5 minutes when you go online, and Keeps is entirely online and only $10 to $35 a month, so it's like a dollar a day or less on average. This is half of what you typically pay at a pharmacy. Let me say this. I know that for me, my hair is starting to thin. That's a fact. I've always had thin hair. That's what my mom had. That's what she gave me, okay?
Sue Larson passed on that thin
Sue
hair?
Sue got thin hair, man, and her mom had thin hair too, man. My nana was rocking a wig from 60 on. I don't want to rock a wig. And, you know, this Keeps isn't saying that they don't grow back hair. They keep the hair you got. That's the thing. So if you're seeing it now like I am, That's why you get this. You know what I mean? To keep what you got. Because right now, I'm like, yeah, all right. This is when I knew I was doing Conan the fourth time, the last time I was doing it. Well, what I'm saying is the first three times, they never said anything.
Right.
But the fourth time, they're like, why don't we spray in your hair? And I go, what do you mean? They go, oh, it's just this. It's like the color of your hair, like powder, that they spray in your hair so your hair looks thick. And I was like, oh, man. You know, I've changed over the years coming here, boy. And, you know, you want to keep the stuff you got because when you got it, you got it. So getting started with Keeps is very easy. Just answer a few questions and snap some photos. A licensed doctor remotely reviews your information and gives you the right prescription, all without ever leaving your couch. Within 2 to 3 days, a 3-month supply of your treatment will arrive perfectly packaged at your door. So if you want to stop hair loss today, the easy way with Keeps, we're offering a customized treatment plans with only FDA-approved hair loss products for about $1 a day. To receive your first month of treatment for free, go to keeps.com/crab. That's KEEPS.com/crab. It's a free month of treatment at keeps.com. Keeps, hair today, hair tomorrow.
If you're trying online dating, chances are you've run into lazy text messages, dead-end conversations, and random matches that don't turn into dates. You can't get to know someone just by looking at their picture. I know a lot of you out there do online date, and we have eHarmony back with us. And they're unlike many other online dating sites. I have a friend right now that I've set up with an account, and he's having a ball out there, meeting a lot of really good people. I've had two or three different friends of mine have been found their spouse through eHarmony, and they're very happily married. eHarmony takes steps that other dating sites don't in order to find you a more compatible match. They're built to help you find lasting, meaningful relationships, not a shallow hookup site. eHarmony's helped over 1 million people find their perfect match. eHarmony uses years and years of science data and psychological research to send you the right matches. eHarmony brings compatible people together. There are plenty of hookup sites out there, but that is not what they are. Right now, our listeners can get a free month of eHarmony when they sign up for a 3-month subscription. Enter our code CRAB at checkout. That's a free month when you sign up for a 3-month subscription. Stop waiting and start your journey to a satisfying, meaningful relationship. It can be fun to play around with online dating apps, but when you're ready to fall in love with someone and have a meaningful relationship, there's one app that's built to bring you real love, eHarmony. Come see how eHarmony can change your life. Go to eHarmony.com and get started. Enter our code CRAB at checkout.
Getting emotional over there, man. Sickle.
Woo!
Woo! You talking about
it. Feeling it.
Once people find that love, we got some love for you today, baby. This guy, he may look intimidating, but he's one of the sweetest people we know. We've loved him for a long time,
love.
And we're finally getting him on the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome for the first time, Mr. Shane Torres! Welcome to the Crab Feast.
Feels like I've been here before. It feels like we did that.
Feels like it.
Well, it's great to have
you here. It's good to be here, man.
Before we jump into things, you obviously listen and know what we do. Will you please plug away, man?
At Shane Torres on Twitter. Finally got that. And then
What do you mean?
There was another Shane Torres that was a comedian.
And you were fighting for it?
Well, he had it, and then he gave it up. And then I didn't get it right away. And then, like, Carmel.
Who got it between you and the
My
other
friend,
Shane Torres?
Carmel, Funches, Kane, and a few other people started a parody Twitter account of me, Shane Torres. It was, like, a pretty good writer's room there. The tweets on it are amazing.
Yeah,
it was, like,
I bet.
One of them was, God has marked my prayers as spam. My dream catcher is always empty. Some really mean shit. But now it's I got it. So it's at Shane Torres and then Syrup Mountain on Instagram and ShaneIsAComedian.com.
So Syrup Mountain's what you used to be then,
yeah,
right? Because that's what I thought I knew you as.
Yeah.
Syrup Mountain.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You're mixing it up, man. You're diversified.
I like to reach a lot of different people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Through different names.
So they can't find me in another place.
Yeah. I like that.
I'm doing it different.
Yeah.
I'm reinventing the wheel of social media. But yeah, and I'll be at Cap City in Austin next week. The day this comes out, I think.
Perfect.
Wednesday. Also, starting tomorrow.
Awesome.
If you got this, yeah.
Do you have a podcast?
No.
You don't?
No.
Albums?
Yeah. Established 1981 on Comedy Central.
Is that when you were born?
Yeah.
God.
Is that bad?
Just a child.
Good for you.
I'm younger. You're like the few.
That's
not like one of the few podcasts where the hosts are older than me.
if I was 37 and you were 32,
I'm 36.
Oh, you're 36,
yeah.
But you will be 37 I'm 43.
Okay.
So it's a 5-year difference for us.
Yeah.
So, but 42 to 37, I'm like, nah, that's nothing big. But if I was 37, you were 32, I'd be like, oh, man, I'd love to be 32.
I would love to be 32.
Like when I'm 44 and you're 39, I'm like, oh, man, 39 was good.
Yeah. God, is it that big a the change? I've noticed like my hangovers are worse than they've ever been.
Everything
in my
gets worse.
Life.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
Everything gets
worse.
I've
been sick for 8 months.
Yeah.
Just try getting up off the chair.
System.
I'm with, I get sick all the time now.
Yeah.
So, but that's kids in preschool, I think.
Oh, you
but,
got, yeah, you guys have like little germ factory.
But it's still,
around.
It's not, it doesn't end. That sickness is not.
Well, I don't have kids, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to dodge that, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
I hear you. I love my kids, but every time, every now and then, like I'll be out with my wife and I'll be like, God, you realize if we didn't have kids right now, we could just like go to Santa Barbara? And she goes, yeah, but we didn't do that when we didn't have kids. I go, who gives a fuck?
We could have.
We could now.
Just notice how quiet it is.
We could sleep in.
Oh, my God. How many? You have two?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Boy but and I girl? Mean, a boy and a girl. But like even after dinner, I just sat there and watched them play. Like at, I sat at the dining room table there in the living room, and I'm like watching them play. Like, oh, my God, it's the best.
Yeah?
So like, you know, I you know, I wouldn't trade it.
Yeah.
But maybe no, depending on the day.
Yeah, in this hypothetical situation where you're going to Santa Barbara just for fun.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude, huh? How about me and you, Shane?
I've never been to Santa Barbara.
Oh, you should get up there.
Now you got a reason, bro.
Yeah, I got to find a girl to go with now.
Well, Jay will go with you.
No.
He's dying to get away. His wife can stay with the kids. Perfect.
You got a sitter.
Perfect for him. You got a sitter.
Call your wife the sitter.
Yeah.
Call your wife the sitter. Yeah, I got to call the sitter real quick.
I text her. Hey, babe.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say thank you for coming prepared with stories. You came with some stories.
You guys not usually get that?
You know, we try to. Sometimes we get people that just want to talk about whatever, and that's not what we do. You know, we're a storytelling podcast, and you came with stories, so I'm saying thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm looking at this list. Just go ahead. You know what? For the first time, I'm going to let a guest fucking decide to throw this podcast.
Okay, yeah, so I shit myself at football camp when I was 10.
There you go.
Yeah, I didn't know how to, like, roach of it. Like, so I grew up in Fort Worth right next to Dallas in the 90s. So,
no wonder you're a Dallas guy.
Yeah, like you couldn't not be.
You were born there or you grew up there?
I was born there, yeah. Like, okay. West Fort Worth I was born, and then I grew up in South Fort Worth.
Okay.
Yeah, but I wanted to go to the Emmitt Smith football camp. I think it's like 92 or maybe 93, and they were just coming off a Super Bowl. And my mom made my dad sell all these records his old girlfriend gave to him so I could go to the camp at UNT. It was doomed to be a failure from the start. But like,
which UNT? Is that North Texas?
University of North Texas. That's where RoboCop went.
Is it really?
Yeah, because they have a – you guys know what Whataburger is?
Yeah, I know what Whataburger is. Yeah.
They have like a campus one with all the famous alumni.
Uh-huh.
So it's like Paul Schaefer and Erykah Badu and Nora Jones. They have their pictures up everywhere.
Damn.
Yeah, they're very good music school.
I was going to say.
But then they just have a picture of RoboCop. They don't have – not the,
guy
not the actor,
right.
Just the character.
Yeah, that's fucking hilarious.
I know. It's pretty
What's
shit.
Their mascot?
Mean Green. I think it's an eagle, but I'm not sure.
I was going to say, is it colors?
The mean, I didn't go to college. I mean, I went to the camp there.
I figured you might know.
I didn't get a D1 scholarship.
Right.
But
not after
shit your pants. Maybe you fucking would have.
But you know, like when you realize you like something more than you're good at it?
Yes.
When you're a child?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's like what this football camp was. Like I was a very big fan of it.
Were you a big guy back then?
Yeah. Yeah.
So were you doing like line work or were you like
when you're 10 you like you know everybody wants to handle the ball nobody's like
yeah of course
you know like
nobody
handling
wants
their
to be
like their
a,
blocking
right.
position
block. Yeah.
Yeah you're going to pull here if they twist or that kind of shit.
I
wanted
to
be
ask you want to go you wanted to go to this camp. This is the first time you get to go. Is this an overnight camp?
Yeah it's like 5 days. You know, you do drills, you work with football, and there's appearances from like every famous Dallas Cowboy is playing at the time.
Yeah.
So this is what, 91 then? 10 years
92,
old,
maybe 93. Yeah, I think it was like in fourth or fifth grade.
So that's when they were
humming. They were great. Yeah. I remember like you would just be like, that's fucking James Washington. And you're like, I think Eric Williams was there, and he literally blocked out the sun when he stood in front of us. Like, he was so fucking big.
Yeah.
Is that Irvin and
Emmitt? He told me I had Aikman? He told me I had good hands.
Did he?
Yeah. And then I dropped a pass.
Michael Irvin.
Yeah.
He's like, now cut up this coke.
He was like super intense, but like, so I wasn't any good.
Yeah.
And like everybody found out on the first day when your 40 time is like clocked with a sundial. It's not. So like you're not pop because all these kids are like. They're all alpha kids for the most part. They're all like already athletes, and it was from like kids that were my age.
Going to that must be a big deal, going to that camp.
Yeah. Well, you paid, you know, like,
no, but still, but to be that dedicated or that into the
sport. To be into it that much, yeah. It was like a big cash grab.
I always played soccer, but the kids that played football where I went to school, they all went to the Art Monk camp at Western Maryland College. So they had Redskins would all come out there and do the same thing.
Yeah, and they give a speech and tell them, like, what it takes to be.
Right. And they'll run a couple drills and, you know.
Yeah, and you get to catch a pass.
Show them how it's fundamentals. Right, yeah. Exactly.
And, but, like, nobody liked me. And my roommate, like, bailed on me after the first day.
Why?
Because I was so bad at everything.
Oh, man.
So I just...
And are you wearing the cowboy, like, you get a uniform?
Oh, yeah, I got, like, a T-shirt and everything. Yeah. And
did he bail on you, like, left your room? Like, went and
stayed? No, like, he'd be like, hey. And then, like walk by. Like, I was sitting alone at lunch and shit.
Oh, man. My heart's praying for you right now. We already know what happens.
Oh, Lord. But I kept eating because they had like a cafeteria stuff. Because I just eat. Like, food is like a big
healer for you.
Yeah, because I never, like, even if I quit drinking someday, I'll never, like, I don't know if I'll ever get over food the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I love it so much.
Yeah.
But, so I just kept eating. And then, like, on the last day, I was like, I went down because they had like an award ceremony. And I remember, like, well, I'll just go down there and, like, think about all of this. I was a pretty, like, introspective child. And I went down there, like, an hour and a half early. And my stomach, like, started... nobody was there, and my stomach started gurgling.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, it's fine. It's fine. And then people started showing up gradually. And it just kept getting fucking worse and worse. And finally, I was like, I gotta get out of here. And I just fucking started running. And
Wait,
it was at the foot.
The auditorium?
At the stadium.
Oh, at the stadium.
At the stadium. So all these fucking kids are I'm running by them smelling like shit because I'm shitting myself as they're walking to the award ceremony.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and they're all like looking at me like, why is he so fast now?
He tackled four guys.
Where's that been all week? Goddamn.
Get the fuck out of the way. But I just shit myself so bad. And there's like not really a good ending to this. And I just like, I don't know
how there could be.
Yeah,
that.
I just threw my shorts in the trash in the locker room.
Are your parents and family there too?
No, my God. Yeah, my dad. Yeah, he thought it was bad.
Just like
I'm so happy.
I gave up Barry White for this fucking shit.
I remember the night before. This is another thing. Because you know how you split like your bathroom with like another dorm room. Mm-hmm. Sometimes like there'll be one in the middle. Yeah, share toilet. The kid across the hall was like some. He was like 10 or 12 years old, but he's already playing in like the Little League World Series or something crazy like that. And he had to leave camp in the middle of the night, so his dad was going to scoop him up and take him to some big baseball thing. And he didn't get it cleared, so he had to get special permission from like Emmett Smith and like the head of the camp. I swear to God, Emmett Smith was in this kid's like dorm room talking to him in the middle of the night. We stood up. Emmett Smith was just standing in the guy's bedroom across the hall. And we were like, oh
my God, it's Emmett Smith.
Fuck. Yeah. And Emmett had to give the clearance?
Yeah.
Ah, kid, just wrap up these sheets and just go out the window.
But sign this bill of
But it's like weird
quick.
To think like what you would have to do now to leave a camp like that in the middle of the night. It's fucking crazy. But yeah, so I shit myself. And that was it was a real embarrassment. And then I never.
Did you go to the ceremony?
No. Yeah, you didn't go back? Yeah. What did you do then?
I cleaned yourself up. I don't remember what I did. But I don't know if I went back or not.
Did you cry?
I think I went back because I remember people getting handshakes and shit from like other football players and like from some of the college coaches and shit that were there. Yeah, I remember seeing that. It's being like, well, that's
oh man.
I guess I'll start playing Nintendo. Yeah.
how much longer in your life did you play football?
I played in 7th grade. On the C team, so that was
They had a C team. What's Texas?
Yeah,
in middle school, big sports. Down there. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's they had what? Were you always? Did you always make A team in soccer?
Yeah.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah.
What position?
Defense. Okay. Anywhere back in the back.
Good for
I was not a runner. Look at me. Nah. I've never been a long distance.
I've never been much of a mover of any kind. I'm a pretty sedentary person.
You'd be a great center, dude.
Yeah. No,
actually, you'd be a great holder. You'd be a great holder for special teams. Just hold the guy. Hold shit for people.
I'm more of a team spirit guy. I'm a locker room guy.
Yeah,
I'm
a vibe guy.
Yeah. I'm like Mark Madsen or somebody of that nature.
Did you guys have middle school sports?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I mean, at the school? Yeah, we had at the school.
We did. Like our middle school, they... you could. We had all the facilities where you could see, like, oh, there used to be like teams in the at the middle school level.
No, they just left up like a reminder.
We didn't have the money anymore, I don't think. Because I mean, I remember like 14 years ago, they tried to wipe out all sports, all art, and all music from my town, from the high school.
The town,
just because they were cutting budget.
Yeah, and the town fought, and like people came together and like made the state like figure it out. Like, you got to find money. You can't cut all that stuff. So they didn't. But there have been. So we must have, way back in the day, had middle school sports, but never when I was there.
Jesus.
Which I thought would have been fucking dope in middle
school.
Where
are you from?
Massachusetts, just north of Boston.
What? Stoneham? Yeah.
Yeah, Stoneham.
Yeah, Gondelman's from there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I knew somebody.
JG,
baby. I knew another. The nicest guy in comedy.
The nicest dude.
Yeah.
What was it like growing up in where you grew up?
Well, we were like, I think like our neighborhood was just like South Fort Worth, so it's like very. Everybody was blue collar. Like, nobody had any money.
Yeah.
You know, like, there was one family in the neighborhood, both their parents were surgeons, but they had like 9 kids.
Oh.
So they were broke.
They just washed out all their money. I remember their dad would always just be like, God damn it.
I just would have had 6.
Like, they really did have like 9 kids.
Were they hardcore Catholic?
They were like Christian? Seventh-day Adventists or something like that. Yeah. One of the like procreation groups. But
should have stopped at 1 kid for each day, man. Just set it on 7.
So many kids. I remember, like, I was in high school and they were still having kids, and like I grew up with one of their kids. Like, the difference. I always thought it'd be weird to have
14,
the difference.
15
like,
years.
Yeah, like it was like, do I even know this? Is this even my friend? This person, my sibling that's 18 years older than me.
Yeah,
that's fucking weird.
18 be weird.
Yeah,
you don't. They become
because
like
they're not
an
even
uncle.
There. Yeah,
they're not. Yeah, they're out of the
house.
Yeah,
they watch
point.
You.
Yeah,
you know they don't. They raise you almost too.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird. Yeah, but yeah, it's very. It was super normal. Like, you know, like I guess like anywhere else, like kids got in fights, vandalism, normal shit.
No. Did you find trouble because you didn't play sports and?
Well,
like,
no,
you...
my brothers were both really like pretty bad kids, so I was like kind of like I was pretty boring. All the way up to high school, I didn't get into much trouble. It took me 5 years to graduate. I was really apathetic.
High school?
Yeah.
Oh, that's badass, man.
You think so?
You're that kid in high school.
You stayed back
the
5 year grade.
High schooler.
I guess it was like an accumulative thing of high of all of high school because I was just
you're like
missing credits from every year because I just got
senior. He was ready for graduation. He's like, fucking graduation! He's like, Shane, actually, you're going to be coming back.
It was
that
a bummer. It was
that
a real
is
bummer.
A bummer. When did you find out? How close to graduation did they give
oh,
you?
Oh, they
heads
let me
up?
Know. They were like, this is not happening for you this year. Like, they're like, they said if I went to school, took a full load, because we had like block scheduling. So if I took a full load every day and took night classes at the junior college, I would, like, two hours each
over
night,
the summer?
I would graduate. No, like, if I did that every day in the semester, I would graduate on time. And I told my mom, and she was like, yeah, you're just going to spend another year in high school. Because it was
your dad's selling his hi-fi. So, listen, you're going to be able to do it. You're going to be able to do it.
Yeah, he was way out by then.
Are you,
he didn't make it to high school.
Are you close with your dad?
Oh, he's dead now.
Oh, your dad passed?
Yeah. But he we got there.
Well, you're not going to believe this.
Shane's dead!
Shane's dead!
Simon Elizondo Torres.
What's his name?
Simon Elizondo.
Wow.
Yeah. We're very Mexican, except for me. But I moved him into a homeless shelter once.
Wait, what? All right. So what did your dad do for a living?
He was a salesman. Like, that was just a job you had,
sure.
I guess, like in the 50s.
You know? Yeah, like you can sell shit.
Walk around and like be like, I remember he worked for a roofing company at one point called Mansville, and they would like... You know, he'd go around and look at people's houses after hailstorms and be like, we'll put you in a nice house or we'll fix your roof.
Yeah.
She like, he sold chemical supply. It was like,
just whatever.
He just had, I remember he had random shit from every job.
Yeah.
Like he had product from every job. So it was like industrial strength cleaner, like a bunch of roofing shingles, like all kinds of weird shit in the garage. It was just like my dad's failure pile.
Oh. Yeah.
It was bad. But he had to move into a homeless shelter. Because this is why am I? It is. Funny.
Well, wait. So did your parents split?
Oh yeah.
At some point
they
split.
They split, and they tried to get back together at one point. Which
what
is
do
like,
you mean? I love how you said
my
that.
My parents did that.
They tried.
Did they?
They did.
Was it worse the second time around?
I would say it was equally as bad.
Yeah, I would say it was like worse.
It got worse at the end because the end became final. You know what I mean? So I would give that.
You saw the writing was really on the wall.
Yeah, the whole time. But it was like, all right, now it's happening.
I remember one year, like our Christmas present was that my dad was moving back in.
That was the present.
We got other little gifts, but that was like,
look who's under the tree.
Oh my God, is this for me? It's for everybody. Y'all gotta share it. Oh,
it's for everybody,
man.
But your mother. I remember I was like so excited. And my brothers were just like, this is like the worst.
This is bullshit,
like they were very aware of how real.
Did you keep the receipt?
She kept all of them. But she, I remember it was just worse. Like, you know, it was like Christmas. Well, you know that feeling of anticipation you get before a game where you don't like have.
You shit yourself.
You're not.
Yeah. Well, I know you're.
Oh, I never played. You're not scared or nervous, but you just have like this energy and you don't know what to do with it. Mm-hmm, so when you get out there, it's great. It was like that when my dad moved back in. It was this terribly like tense energy the whole fucking time. So it was horrible. And then he got kicked out.
Why? They just didn't get along.
My dad could spend money faster than anybody I've ever met in my entire life. He always if he had $5, he really had 20. Like he would just spend money like fucking crazy. But he got kicked out, and then he moved in with our old babysitter's ex husband.
Hang on. Okay. All right.
That's a strong play.
I had to add that up. Your old babysitter's ex husband.
Yeah.
And so then, two guys in need of a fucking place.
Yeah, like, it was not. But they live like 5 minutes away. You know, they live. And
how old are you at this point now, the second go around?
I was probably 13 or 14.
So how old the first time they split?
Like a year before. So I was like 12 or 13. So it was around the age.
So they were almost split for about a year.
Yeah,
and they tried to get it back together. That's exactly what my parents were.
Yeah. It's still fresh enough to like make that mistake again.
Yeah.
Was there a bedroom for you there?
At my dad's place?
With your dad and your babysitter's ex-husband.
No.
You crashed on the couch when you
were there? Yeah, but I had two brothers, so we didn't even stay. Like, we would just go over there for, like, the afternoon and then go back to it because it was so close, you know?
Yeah.
If he wanted to see us, he could just see us. It was like a big deal. But he lost that place, and he was, like, out of work. And then I remember he pulled up to my mom's house in his car, and it was just filled with all of his shit, and I was like, well, what's going on? Are you moving? And he's just like, yeah, I got to move into a homeless shelter. And I was like, okay. And he's like, do you want to help? Well,
Halloween's around the corner. Maybe talk to mom.
He came to your house first?
Yeah. I've always thought about why he did. I think now he just didn't want to be alone doing that.
Yeah. Probably scary.
Yeah.
Man,
I was there. It was fucking really
humiliating.
It was really fucking scary. Yeah. But like he just didn't want to be alone. So he was just like, will you help me? And I was like, yeah, sure. And so I got in the car and we went to the north side of town. And like, I just remember like there's a street in Fort Worth called Lancaster Avenue. It's fucking brutal. It looks like every scene from The Wire. Sure. Like just very poor, nothing going on, all
vacant.
Drug. And like everything's shut down. And there's shelters. There's a lot of homeless because there's shelters by there. Mm-hmm. And it's just on the outskirts of the nice part of downtown. So it's where they shuffled him to. And then we pull in the shelter and we go in and we get a key. They give us like a little tour and he's like, all right, you're on the sixth floor. So it was a huge building. Like,
and the whole building is a homeless shelter?
Yeah. It was an old warehouse at this. I'm sorry, the concierge.
That's the poorhouse. That's the poorhouse is what the fuck that is.
But it was just what it was an old warehouse the city had just like I guess bought or taken over, and they're just like, you know, they had like cot rooms where a bunch of people sleep in it, and they had these little like rooms that were just like three pieces of plywood up against a wall, so they would form like a little square up against the wall, and that's what like you could rent those for like $100 a month.
Gotcha.
And that's what my dad had.
It's private.
You still have shared showers and all that kind of
but
shit.
But the room is private.
Yeah, it's not a room. I mean, the ceiling is exposed. Like, so.
Gotcha.
It would be like if there was no roof.
It's a four wall room. And no roof.
Yeah. There's one actual wall and there's just three pieces of plywood like blocking you in.
Were guys like climbing over the walls and shit?
Yeah, they were like, well, I don't know if they did. But yeah. I mean, I didn't stay over.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, you're not even
he wanted
over.
Me to, but yeah.
But and we were putting all the shit away. And then he was like, all right, you go down to the car and get some more of my stuff. Which is kind of like a bad thing, I think, let your kid just wander around a homeless shelter.
Yeah, especially taking a sixth floor back up and down.
Yeah, there was an elevator. Yeah. But this is so I was standing in there by the I had like some shit in a box and I was standing in the elevator and like right before like out of a movie, I swear to God, like right before the elevator door closed, mm-hmm. this big fucking hand just stopped and just like ripped open the door and this guy walked in fucking face tattoos and like sores and it was so scary and he just looked me up and down and I was like and he goes like I swear to God he goes
you kid to shit yourself at Emmett Smith.
Oh, that would have been a comfort. That would have been so much better.
I know.
He looked me up and down and he literally goes, you're kind of young to be moving in here alone.
Oh, no.
I'd have to put my foot in that door. I swear to God, without even thinking about it, I was like, oh, I don't live here. I have a home. Is what I didn't even,
shit.
I didn't even think about it yet. And he just was like, oh, like it hurt his feelings.
Right.
And then I was like, well, I'm not.
I love that you upset a guy with a face tattoo.
And swords.
Just with 15, honesty.
It gets so much worse. So my dad, like he was there for like 3 months. And he calls me and he's like.
And during that time, are you visiting?
No, no. He would come to us. He didn't want us. Like, so he, to his credit, he didn't like.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't like, this is my new roommate X or whatever. He was like, look at all I have. But he called me. And he was like, oh, I got a new place with two other guys from the shelter. And
where all of a sudden did they get the money?
My dad got a job. He was like working at like a Winn-Dixie or something, like checking groceries. And I think the other guys had disability from the like they were mentally
sure, yeah.
they were really fucked up dudes. And I went over and I knock on the door. And the guy from the elevator is the one who
no. answers. Yeah. Oh, and a big ass hand again.
I have a home now.
Yeah, motherfucker.
This is like the other guy was like super unstable.
Mm-hmm.
And he was vocally impaired, but he would like fly off the handle, but he couldn't scream. Oh. So he would speak, like he would walk around the house being like, I'll fucking kill you. Like
at
he'd be
that, at that level.
Yeah. He'd be like, I'll cut your fucking eyes. I swear like, God, I'm gonna
it was almost sweet.
Yeah, it was very, it was like oh, a, really it was a really, really scary secret or something. But fucking the guy from the elevator, Tommy, started cooking meth again.
Holy
shit. In my, like he was like a Hell's Angel or something of this nature. And we had to move out, my dad out. Really, like the worst part is that I had to help somebody move twice in this story, I think. But we were moving the boxes out.
And where are you taking them now?
I think he went to my aunt's house, if I remember correctly.
Now she steps up?
Finally.
Well, he
probably my dad was like, worn out that welcome.
Yeah, like good guy, not good at being a man, mm-hmm. if that makes like,
yeah,
you know, like the kind of guy you're like, he's a great friend, but I would never want him to date my sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that kind of like not a bad dude. But we moved him out, and then we were getting out the last box, and the guy from the elevator, Tommy, said the saddest thing ever. He just stopped my dad, and he goes, "Will you please leave me a spoon?"
Oh my, so for the fucking H.
What? For yeah, heroin? I guess so. I mean, I didn't stick around to see what else was.
I got a clam chowder over here.
Man. Yeah, it might have been all it was, man. Yeah. Look, man, I'm a
but it
fan
was
of
such
soup,
a bummer.
You know, it was down to kitchen.
My dad gave him a spoon, but I don't know what happened though.
Listen, I got three of them. I'll give you one.
I'll give you one, man.
One for each of us.
Man.
Yeah.
So were your other brothers at this point just like not even rolling around and like coming around him? And you?
I think my dad knew that I was like the most sympathetic one.
Yeah.
Like I was like. I'm kind of like a bleeding heart as it is.
Yeah.
Like so, and my brothers are good guys, I think, but they are not men of sympathy at mm-hmm. all. They just don't give a shit. You know, like fix your own fucking problems, I guess is kind of how they
right.
are.
Yeah.
And they were also
older. They like, saw more maybe.
Yeah, well they were seven, one's older and one's younger, but they were both like rambunctious kids and they were kind of like, "Well, fuck it. I'm 18 and I'm 15 or I'm 14. Like we're just going to go do what 18 and 14-year-olds do."
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah, but my dad got it all figured out.
Yeah?
Not really. He had to sell his grave plots before he died.
Oh, man. At least he thought ahead, though.
He had to sell them? So he had
money. He was so broke. Yeah, he had to sell. Oh man,
what are they worth on the market?
I don't. I mean, probably in the kind of area my dad's gonna get.
It's not like he was under a tree or anything.
It's so bad.
Oh man,
the water source. The worst part is, well, this is kind of the best. He died before my grandmother, before his mom. So like one of the jokes is like we took his urn and we did put it in her casket.
Oh, wow.
When she died. So like one of the jokes that me and
my
brothers.
Oh my God, you're fucking, you did?
Yeah.
Your mother's like, why is he here? Why
not
is
my
he
mom?
For,
oh, not my, your
his
mom.
Mom.
His
okay.
Yeah,
his
yeah,
mom.
Right.
That would be hilarious.
Oh,
that'd be the ultimate
but
fuck
we put,
you.
We put the urn in his mother's cat. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like the jokes me and my little brother do is like, you know, he really just moved back in with his mom.
That's tight, dude.
Oh, it's so
that's got to be tough for your grandmother to watch one of your children die
yeah.
before you. You know,
yeah, that's like
that's the same thing with my grandma.
Fucking,
I'll never forget.
Well,
I get it now.
That was like her third that happened too.
She buried her three kids.
Yeah.
Oh
well,
man.
Well, one was you know didn't bury.
Well, one went with her. Buried two and
there's
one went.
No
kind
of buried him. No, there's no place to put him.
She officially buried him.
What would you do if you put the urn in and like rigor mortis set in her leg, like kicked it, like, get him out of here.
Just spilled it all over me. Yeah, she lost two, like one in a car wreck, and then one like as a baby.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. So yeah, and then my Aunt Pat's still around. She's a real pain in the ass.
Yeah,
yeah, she's all right.
That's the one he moved in with.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Patsy,
and she eventually kicked him out.
Oh, he got his shit together for a while. He got it together for a bit.
Was he one of those dads that got together and all of a sudden was like rolling with like a fucking caddy and shit?
Yeah,
like,
he
what's
was
up?
Like, yeah. He was super into like owning shit and yeah. like flash. You know, like it was always just like it was like a gross thing. Like, you know, he always looked nice even though he never had money. You know, like he was always presenting himself. Like he always had a.
Got best dressed at the homeless shelter.
Not just
the
sixth floor.
Yeah, pants,
the floor.
Pants and everything. Oh. Yeah, it was
stainless.
Yeah. It was best.
Oh, man.
But, yeah. I think he was like, yeah, he was a guy who just liked owning shit and presenting himself as success without
having it.
Yeah, which is, yeah. You know, that's a real bummer of a story I just told.
I mean, that's a life story, man.
Yeah. You guys get those in here, though.
Oh, man.
Fuck yeah.
We've heard so many. People openly wept.
Yeah?
It's happened twice.
How did he end up passing?
Oh, he had a stroke.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, well, so...
What age?
60.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he was
four? Yeah. Yeah. Both my parents died pretty young. 64. Yeah, yeah. He was like 63 or 64, because he'll be gone 8 years this year.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was in Portland. That's actually how Sean Jordan and I became friends, because his dad died when he was 25 or 6 or something like that. And so, like, when my dad was dying... Actually, I forgot about this. So we had like a M&M conference because he was on a machine, and they're like, "Do we want to pull him off of it?" Because he was like gone, and my babysitter's ex husband was my dad's best friend, the guy he lived with.
Hold
in the
I'm adding it up. Yeah, I'm trying to add it up in my head. Too.
Old Bill Hobbert, man, this guy,
that guy he lived with.
Yeah,
okay. You are
he'll
not
fucking,
gonna believe this.
He'll
right
fucking
now.
Billy.
Come here, man.
LA. Last I heard, Bill's
friends
drinking
forever.
Himself to death in a bar.
Sure
in
is, man. Look at him
in Mexico, huh?
Yeah, but he would come to the pool parties and shit. We would have as kids, like with cut off shorts all the way up to his like. He had some coochie
like the
cutters.
Pockets would fucking
yeah, oh,
be
he
hanging
was,
out.
He'd be smoking DDs. He'd bring his own little beer cooler and shit.
Oh, that's tight.
But like,
was he ever married?
Oh, yeah,
he had that ex.
Yeah.
You know, I found out my dad died. He was a bisexual.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Billy fucking had something going.
Billy started dating my dad's widow when he died.
Solid dude.
Solid dude.
Your dad got remarried?
Yeah.
When he was rolling, dude.
Yeah. Like,
when he got it together.
He presented himself pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you pull that chick aside and be like, listen?
My grandmother did.
She did.
Really?
His own
mom.
Yeah. She was just like, he don't give him money. Like he's not.
Sign a prenup.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, well,
all he's got are these grave plots over here. That's all he's got.
But,
you know, he sold his LP.
Sold his G.
So Shane could shoot.
He's out of that Linda Ronstadt record. But, yeah, she straight up, she pulled him aside and was just like, he doesn't, like, don't let him be in charge of money.
Yeah.
And then he blew it. And then He died. But when he died, we were in the conference room because my mom was a nurse. My dad's second wife, Betsy, also a nurse, the one he was married to at the time.
Thing for nurses.
They live, yeah, Scotch Irish. My mom was from Southern. My mom was from Southern Ireland. Betsy was from
Southern
Gloucester.
Indiana. They were both.
Yeah, Scott. My dad had like a weird type thing.
I mean, that's pretty specific.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Yeah,
gross. He said.
But she lived two blocks from my mom. Like, so they were like. Oh, man. We would like drive by them on the street. I'd be in the car with my mom, and it'd be just like, "There's that motherfucker."
Oh man!
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But so we were in the.
She wearing clogs. See, I'm wearing clogs.
See, this see? Fucking
got
bitch.
White shoes. I got white shoes.
Your dad's a kinky fuck. I'm just telling you.
But we were in the conference room because we were like, we're gonna have to pull him off because he wasn't gonna make it. He was brain dead, and there was like a big fight between my stepmom and my aunt, like whether or not he should be on it and like what he wanted. And then my dad's friend Bill just stood up and was like, "Hey, I've known Simon 35 years and he wouldn't want to be no fucking vegetable." That's what he said. And
everyone was like,
I was like, this is the funniest thing. And everybody else is just like, what is wrong with you? Like, it was still the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody cut the tension at all. And then.
Wait, so he was still with that, his second wife at the time?
Yeah, yeah.
And they still were that broke that they had to sell the grave plots?
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus. So she wasn't great with money either, huh?
No, well, I think she trusted him.
Yeah. She probably was, she wasn't great with decision making.
Or listening to future mother-in-law.
She was crazy. Because I remember, like, the next day we were like, all right, well, like, I'll take you around to run errands. You know, there's a lot of you know, people die and that's sad, but the administrative shit you have to take care of,
man.
It's fucking insane.
It really is.
It's like a contract you didn't know you had to sign up for.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember we were like walking to the bank and the greeter at the bank was like, "How are you doing today?" And she just goes, "Oh, my husband died yesterday." Just says it to her.
Right.
Just kept walking.
He's like, "Well, we have a 20% sign up bonus right now if you get
we'll
a checking account.
We'll buy back your plots if you're looking to sell."
So, yeah, but then Bill started after like a year later. My dad's best friend and my stepmother were like an item.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's very gross.
And are they still? Or how long did that last?
I don't know. She died too.
She couldn't say no to those jean shorts, man.
Bill sounds like a curse.
He's pretty
everybody.
Yeah,
pretty fun guy. Last time I saw him, I was at a barbecue joint. And I was like, "How you doing, man?" He's like, pretty good. I just need some fucking ribs." And then he just walked away and ate.
He's all about the fucking mic drops, huh?
Yeah, yeah. He's the mic drops.
Drop that vegetable
but he was,
line and
he was
bounce.
Just a good hillbilly kind of, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the kind of guy you're like, he's probably like a little too like on the other side of the political spectrum for me, but he'll come over and help me do whatever I need to do.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
Yeah.
Just a fucking hillbilly. Yeah. He's all right. I don't know what happened to him. I think he's in Mexico. Yeah.
That suits Bill.
What?
I said that suits
Bill.
Yeah,
sure. He's like an old country
like,
western singer.
Just go
yeah.
down there
yeah.
and, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
What do we got here?
I want to hear this one.
Oh. So, I remember I was telling you earlier about that dude, Michael Smith.
Mm-hmm.
His mom was my third grade. He was like the worst fucking kid I've ever met. Like, bad, but like in my hometown, there's a woman named Crazy Agnes. It's her Christian name. And, and her. Like, everybody fucks with her because she, like, her house looks crazy. Like, she has all these homemade crucifixes all over her, like, backyard and front yard that she makes, and they all have, like
they nailed into the ground and
yeah,
stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, and they're, like, sometimes they're just, like, two twigs, and then sometimes they're, like, two by four. You know, like, but they have shit written on them, like, "You're going to burn in hell," and then, like, scripture on some of them. So everybody, like, toilet papers her house or eggs her, you know, does what. And she had, like a little seat. Like, you know those, you could bring like your own little cushions to football games.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
they had
little
like back
cushion.
Support. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she would put that on her fence and sit on it, and then like scream at cars.
She
had like a little perch. She had like
yeah, so, yeah.
shut up.
Like
yeah,
with the little
backrest. When I get old and widowed, that's gonna be my life
on the fence. Yeah.
Not on the fence, maybe, but I'll be like everyone's gonna know me in the neighborhood. I'm gonna talk to everybody.
There's Mr. Larson.
There he is.
Oh,
shit, he's gonna talk to us about the bikes again. What do you got over there, Huffy? Hey. Totally.
But so everybody fucks with her. And we were leaving a show, and it was like the middle of summer, it was super fucking hot. And we're like, what are we going to do? It's like 10 o'clock. And then Michael who he was just the fucking worst. He was like, we should. I was like, what do we should do? And I was like, maybe like we'll go fuck with Crazy Agnes. And I was like, what do you want to do? And he's like, we'll egg her. And I was like,
her.
Yeah. Not yeah. The house. You picked her. It. Yeah. And that's exactly what he did. So we went and we stole these eggs. And she's sitting on her porch like barking at cars.
Stole the eggs
from
too.
The store. Or where'd you steal them?
Yeah, the pantry down the street. Yeah. And she was sitting on the fence like screaming at cars and shit. We start laughing because we see her. Like she sees us. She starts yelling at us and pointing at us and shit. And then we just start fucking chucking these eggs at her. And she's like, oh, this is not a.
Are we talking like 80s?
It's probably 60.
Okay. I mean, nimble enough to get up in that chair and sit on top 50s, of the fence.
60, like not 80s.
Well, all of a sudden, his dad died young at 62. Now she's old at 60. So there's an age discrepancy happening somewhere.
If you're too young to die, you're not too old to live.
What is that's poetic. That's around it's his true. License plate, man.
It's true. It's my license plate for him. It is.
Is it really? No. I was like, well, you're intense, sick. I was like, gee, I thought it'd just be like an old Orioles
player. Worn out.
Yeah, just like a.
Nah, not me, man.
Just like a Cal Ripken sticker.
No, I like to send my messages through the world with my license plate frames. That's where I'm at.
Somebody definitely likes to do that. So we throw the eggs. And
are you driving by and
no, like we in? Like, so Kiefer and Kyle.
Kiefer Sutherland?
Yeah.
Wow, man.
My best friend, he had a Corsica, and they were like, we'll stay in the car.
Remember the Corsica, yeah.
Real shitty.
I don't know anybody that's mentioned a Corsica on this show before.
We had to wear, I mean, I remember going to prom. Everyone had to wear a Corsica. That was like the thing. I was like, you know.
So, and they're like, so it was me and then Mike and Adam were the other three people. I'm like, we'll throw the eggs. And we're like, fuck it. We see her and we're like laughing. We think it's so funny that she sees us and she's yelling at us. And they parked around the corner and we start chucking the eggs. And we're like,
so she doesn't see you throwing them?
No, she sees us, but she doesn't move. You know, like,
right.
I'm sure she saw us, but she definitely was pointing and screaming at us. So I don't know if she knew what we were throwing. But then we were like, we definitely hit her. We were telling ourselves that, but I don't think we did.
Okay.
Because I don't think we had the arm to do it.
Based off of like your football experience, I'm going to guess you may have missed.
You might have missed.
May come up a little short.
Well, they never let me play quarterback.
I mean.
Then we got in the car and we were like, oh, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, we're good. That was so funny. It's so funny. And we pull off and the lights come on behind us. It was a fucking cop car.
Oh.
It was like, it had become such a problem for her that they had just started putting undercover cops in front of her house. And
wait, what had become a problem?
Like people harassing her.
So other people were fucking.
Oh yeah,
you
we weren't the only.
Like,
I mean, she's like a local legend. Like people are like, yeah, I toilet papered a house. I like, you know, like everybody's done shit to that. It's really sad, actually. None of these stories I come off a hero. The best I've looked is shitting myself.
You're a hero there. Yeah.
But, you helped your dad move into a homeless shelter now. That's pretty fucking nice.
Yeah, he guilted me.
And not easy.
Yeah. I did it all for the inheritance. but we, so like they turn on the lights and we're like, oh, fuck. And I say to Kiefer, like he starts to turn into this neighborhood. He's like, are you going to try and lose him?
He's like, no.
He was like, no.
For egging somebody.
Yeah. And just like, he was like, no, we're going to pull over and we're going to be in trouble. And I was like, everybody shut up. Nobody, they definitely didn't see us. I told him, I was like, shut the fuck up. And they pulled Michael out of the car first, and he was yelling at him. Like, he was.
Michael was yelling?
Yeah, he was just like, you're not shit. You'll never be shit. Like,
to the cops?
Yeah, like, he was unafraid. Like, just fuck you. We didn't do anything. You know? And, like, really doubled down, and they had nothing.
Doubled down.
And then they pulled me out of the car, and they're like, what'd you do tonight? And I was like, we had crazy ass.
After you told everybody to shut up.
Like, that quick.
You flipped.
So fast.
It was the guy that told everybody to shut the fuck up.
Oh, my. It was awful. And then.
They didn't even good cop, bad cop. You went right to it.
Yeah, I was.
Your other buddy's out there literally putting his neck on the line.
Yeah, and he was like, we didn't do shit. Fuck you. And literally the cop said to him, he's like, literally the cop was just like, shut up. Shut the fuck. Just screaming at him. And everybody else was like, we're all in trouble. And they call our parents. And my mom was a night nurse. So she was at work. So nobody. I had to ride home with Mike and his dad and his mom. because they lived down the – we all lived pretty much on the same block.
Yeah.
I had to ride home with Mike and his dad, and his mom and his dad was just like losing it in the car, like just like, you're a fucking idiot. You did this shit 3 weeks ago. Like, he got in trouble for it already once. And his dad is like unloading on him and just saying – and then finally he just goes – I hear just Michael just go, wow, dad. And I was like, he's going to fucking hit him. And never did anything. Like, he was the worst kid I've ever met. He had his own phone line. And his,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, you remember
I had that,
that
friend.
Yeah. He would call his parents on their landline and be like, bring me dinner, and then hang up the phone.
Holy shit.
What a dick. Yeah. He would call him in the middle of the night when I stayed there just to wake him up and then, like, yell, fuck, and hang up the phone.
Oh, my God.
He was the funniest person I've ever met.
Yeah.
And now he's, like, rich. He invented some internet app that he makes, like, he's made, like, millions of dollars.
Come on.
To bring him food.
Yeah. Oh, he was some fucking.
Bring him food. He's Uber Eats.
Bring food.
He's
yeah,
Uber Eats.
It's called landline number two.
Dude, I remember my buddy when he got his own landline, I was like, what's the new number, dude? And he's like, 279-2124. I'm like, all right, sweet. He goes, you know what that 2124 is? I go, no. He goes, Deion Sanders, 21 with the Cowboys, 24 with the Braves, baby. 279, Deion, because he loved Deion Sanders.
Hilarious.
Double down.
That was
on
a
Deion.
Big loss for us when we lost him.
I know.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? I think Crazy Agnes missed her calling.
What do you think she would?
You know what she should have done professionally? Dunk tanks.
Oh, that's a good call.
She's already up on chirping, the and she's on the perch.
She's already just like, this is...
She would have crushed.
Would have probably done a dip. Would have done her well, probably.
Throw at the Renaissance Fair, she'd be hammering it.
They were scaring the shit out of us because they were like, you're going to get charged with assault on the elderly.
Yeah, so all right. So you immediately rat everyone out. What happens next?
We're all sitting there, you know, and they're like, we're waiting for our folks. I remember one of the cops was like really like talking to us, like trying to scare the shit out of, and his voice kept cracking. So like the other guys.
Mike was like, you're a fucking bitch. Shut up.
They were like laughing. They were laughing because his voice kept cracking because we thought it was the funniest thing in the world when your voice would crack when your nuts dropped. And so he said that, and they're like, you're going to get charged with assault on the elderly, which I didn't even think was a thing. And then.
You know when we found out that was a thing? When my great aunts, two of them moved in with my mom. And when they would go for doctor visits, when my mom would take them to doctor visits, they would ask my mother to leave the room. And then they would ask her, how are they treating you at home? I swear to God.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, like elder abuse.
Yeah, because people fucking beat up on the elderly. And
I just saw a video online the other day of these two nurses. One was filming it. This lady grabbed – I mean, the woman looked like she was 97 years old. And this nurse grabbed her and flipped her in the air and threw her around. That woman shot up and said, are you crazy? She said, yes, I am. And her friends recording it laughing. And then they shut the lights off in the pitch black. And they were like, good night. And now they're being fucking –
Yeah,
prosecuted because they recorded it and put it out there. They did that to themselves. They thought it was funny. They're nurses.
Night nurses, dude. The worst kind.
Yep. Graveyard shift night nurses. Not just, you know, till 1 or 2, you know. I mean, all
just
night.
Like 7A to 7P to 7A. Yeah, that's what my mom called it. 7P to 7A.
That's it. Oh, really?
Yeah. She,
your mom must have been a strong woman to, like...
She was tough.
Yeah, yeah, to go through that with your dad and still have raised three boys. You know?
Yeah, she was from Southern Ireland. So like all of my,
like, how did she end up in Fort Worth?
So in like when she came over, I guess was like in the early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
They Dallas and Fort Worth were like booming cities, and they needed like medical personnel and stuff. There were a bunch of Irish and cat. Like God, if you ever go to the, you know, God forbid you have to, but if you ever go to the hospital in Fort Worth or Dallas, you will probably like get an Irish or Scottish or English nurse.
Even still, huh?
Yeah, they're all there. Like when my mom died, all of these old Irish nurses started showing up. They all knew her. It was the fucking funniest thing because she was like in a coma for like a month basically, and all of her friends were showing up shitting on one another. It was the funniest fuck. They were so mean to one another.
I bet, man.
Yeah, like, and they're all widows. Like none of their husbands are alive anymore, so they just they're these old, shitty, mean Irish nurses who are mean to their kids, and they're mean to their best friends, and then they like get day drunk and smoke all the time. It's really fun, but yeah,
both your parents hung out for a little before they left,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, my mom was the best. Yeah, she hung up. Yeah, she hung on tough.
Yeah,
yeah. But I was how much time do we have? Are we?
We have time.
We're getting on it.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. So the what else we have here? Yeah. I was in a bunch of bands when I was in high school.
Would you play or sing?
I sang, I played guitar,
and I was not very good.
At singing or guitar or both?
Or both.
Poor Shane, man. Yeah. Every single thing. You know, I also...
I found this thing.
For a while, I fixed cars. You know, I worked as a mechanic and stuff, but I wasn't very good.
I wasn't good at brakes.
It's a thing of, like, you know how much you love something, but you're not good at it.
Yeah, stand up for me.
Yeah. Oh. You're good. I saw the thing on This Is Not Happening.
That's nice. I wasn't fishing, but yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Please, please.
Jay's Conan. It was a good try. actually,
by the way, you have a great Conan set. Yeah, everyone should definitely check that out.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, it went okay.
It went really okay,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, it was fun.
I mean, it's for you, it was fantastic.
Yeah, it was like for me,
but for me,
it was like my dad not moving into a homeless shelter. it was a big deal.
That's the level, right?
Yeah,
there.
It was very. It was almost a happy childhood. Yeah. I did that, and then I was hanging out in town the next day. And I did a set at the Laugh Factory, and I called an Uber pool, and the girl goes in the back. What?
Go ahead.
What? No?
I thought you were going to say, like, the girl recognized you from Conan. You're taking an Uber pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did.
That's
hilarious,
yeah. Dude.
And she literally goes, are you the Guy Fieri comic?
Oh.
And I was like, yeah. She goes, that's funny, but he fucking sucks.
I remember that was
the whole idea.
Props,
the whole idea of the bit is that he's not a
guy. I know. Exactly. The first time I saw you do that joke, I was like, holy shit.
That was
dude.
A rabbit hole, right?
No, I mean, maybe. Yeah. Maybe it was, but I remember seeing you do it and being like, dude, that joke is so solid. Maybe it was. And then you did it on Conan. But you like, yeah, you know, because I always liked him as well. And and to hear your take on it, no one has ever taken that side of the coin.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Were you the first dude to do the like one bit? One chunk on the
I mean, some people would say I'm the first. You know what I mean? I did have
one full
establish
story.
A precedent for some people who.
Well, you know, the Wright brothers weren't the best pilots.
No, right. Of course.
They were the first.
They were.
yeah. But so I was in a bunch of bands.
What were your band's names?
Outside World was one of them. Mahone was one. And then there was another one. They was all the same. They kept letting me back in. And it just never, like, it was going to be different every time, and it never was.
And we talked, like, rock music.
Like, hard, like Tool. Like, so you okay. actually have to be able to play.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not. But they kicked me out. But they were like, we're going to do one last show with you.
What?
Yeah.
You were a draw? They're like, oh, he can get.
I was good at getting people to come to shows. So yeah. They liked that. That was, like, a thing that I've since lost, apparently. Because I'm not pulling great numbers in San Antonio.
Get out there, San Antonio.
Come on, San Antonio. Yeah.
They booked me spring break weekend. It was not fun.
No.
Yeah. But so we're like, we already had the show booked is what it was. And I was like, oh, I'd like to do it if you guys will still, you know, still
let me back in.
Yeah. Yeah. let me back in one more time. Let's just do this. And they're like, okay. And I think it was, that's probably 18. And we were, we're hanging out. Like, we're practicing because they were like, well, let's try and make it good. And then... Night of the show comes, I'm like super sad because I was like, you know, like I thought I was going to be a musician. I majored in vocal performance when I got to college.
No.
Yeah.
How? You get kicked out of 3 high school bands? You're like, no, fuck it. I'm going for it.
Yeah, I kept trying.
Good for you. Yeah.
I dropped out of college too.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
You know.
I wasn't very good. Even with help, even with professional help, I was not very good. So like, I remember I got a bottle of gin from somebody, and I just drank it the whole day of the show.
Oh, Jesus. Gin in high school.
Well, that's what they had. Well, you know, like, you kind of drink whatever.
True.
Whatever you get your hands on there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And we drank it.
I feel like Texas was lax when their alcohol. Well, by the time you were. When was 21 in Texas?
Way before me. Like, okay. Way before I even came close to it. But, like. They were like one of the last ones to do like drinking and driving.
Yeah, I thought so, right? Yeah.
There's a place called the Eskimo Hut in my hometown where you can drive through and get margaritas. And they're technically in a sealed container because they put a lid on them and they put them in a plastic bag.
Mm-hmm.
And they seal the top of it. And then there's a box of straws on your way out that you can just like, reach out of your
fucking insane. Yeah. And amazing.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Are they good margaritas?
No, they're all sugar. You know, they're all sugar, and like it's always like toothless fucking losers that are working in the beer barn and shit. So they sell those and liquor. It's a bad thing.
Yeah,
but and like cops will just be like perched out of
there. Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, right away. Yeah.
Crazy Agnes should perch up there. You fucking idiot, fucking drunks.
Narrating it for people. So we're doing the show,
at the Ridgely Theater, and I'm like, well, I'm gonna give them such a performance. They're gonna let me back in this fucking band. They're not kicking me out tonight. And I'm going nuts and really trying hard. And I'm sure it's terrible, but I don't remember. At one point, I was like, I'm gonna jump off the stage, and it's like a 6-foot riser, so it's like a real venue. And I jump off, clear out like 4 or 5 people. Fucking smoke
just Jimmy snug them. You splashed them.
Oh, yeah.
Did you really?
It was not graceful.
The attempt was, though.
Yeah.
Sounds like
it's poetic. It's not graceful.
Yeah. How many people were there in the whole show, maybe?
50 or 60.
Okay.
Yeah, so enough to like.
Enough to think crowd
enough
surfing.
To catch
be...
me. Enough. Yeah.
They didn't anticipate you coming. They didn't know
if
you.
Well, I was curvy then, too. You know, I don't think anybody.
But you still just took off, and they were like, they didn't try to run. They did you.
Yeah,
you
I
just
was
took
just like,
down?
I didn't like build up to it. I just like did.
I surprised everybody.
And I cleaned my best friend, Kiefer, from the Agnes story, cleared him out like really bad. And I fucked up my, you know, like I turned my ankle in and then back out.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I couldn't get back on stage. So I had to walk around to the side.
Oh, my God.
And go up and, like,
did they keep playing the song the whole
yeah,
time?
Yeah, oh, yeah. They were still going the whole time. And I was, like, drunk and, like, falling over. And this went on for a while. Like, we didn't know.
Yeah.
And I think we had, like, 25 more minutes to play. And I couldn't, like, my ankle had swelled over the top of my boot. And... they're like, everybody's like looking at me so mad. Like, I wasn't even helping them carry. I couldn't help them carry anything. And we.
Oh, man. Like, they hated you.
Yeah. And they still do. actually, one of them.
They come to see shows?
So one of them does. Yeah. 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 One of them does. And he's like, this is like, you're good at this.
This is what you should be doing.
Yeah. Yeah. He's happy for me. But they had to take me to the hospital that my mom worked at because I couldn't walk.
Mm-hmm.
And they wheeled me in a wheelchair and I was drunk still and fucked up. And, like, they wheeled me into the emergency room. And my mom was just like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, and I was the good one. I was the only one in my family who had not gotten expelled.
Yeah.
I graduated.
Even in more years.
I like that that's the bar, too.
Well, we were a pretty shitty neighbor. Like, shitty students. But we got in there, and she was like, this is fucking so embarrassing. And I was, like, drunk. And the doctor, like... I remember the doctor was mean. Like, he was, like, moving my foot, like, very, like, you're a fucking bad kid. Your mom works hard. And he's just, like, moving my ankle around and shit. And
they were, and I've been fucking her on the side. Just, whatever. Be a better kid.
But I remember, like, I didn't have health insurance. And she knew she would get stuck with the bill.
Wait, you didn't have, like, your mom didn't have health insurance?
Was it through the hospital?
I was, like, 19.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was just, like, I'd aged out.
Yeah.
And... so I didn't have health insurance, and she knew she'd get stuck with the bill if they charged. So she just hid me out in the pregnancy ward all night.
The pregnancy ward.
Yeah. Like, I woke up, and I remember I woke up because they gave me pills and shit, like, after all the booze wore, and I passed out. And I woke up, and I heard babies screaming and all these, like, pregnant women.
Oh, man.
And I was like, what is going on? There were all these fucking, like, ducks and shit above my head. I had no idea where I was, and I, like, rolled over. And the only reason I knew where I was is – or I woke up because this guy came in the room and I'd rolled over on my call button, and he was like, "What are you fucking doing?" He's like, "I'm hiding you out in here as a favor to your mom," and I was like, "What are you talking?" He's like, "And I had no." They explained I barely remembered any of it, and I was just like, I was moaning and groaning all fucking day in that hospital.
Listen to this baby right here, man.
Lord,
I was taking a beat.
The genetics. He should play football.
But I looked. My foot was like. Black and blue and swollen. I couldn't even see my pinky toe. It's swollen up so much.
Damn,
yeah,
wow.
It was. Yeah, it still clicked. My ankle clicks all the time when it rains and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, then my mom was like really disappointed in me. And that was the story of me breaking my ankle.
How long did you live at home till then after that?
I got out of there pretty quick. I think I was like, I probably got out. Like, I started waiting tables right around that time, and yeah. I remember that was the first time I had any money that like I could pay an actual bill with that wasn't like working at a Blockbuster or Pacific Sunwear or anything like that.
Yeah.
So we got out of there. Yeah, I think did you wait tables?
Yeah,
yeah.
Wait tables for years and bartended.
Me too.
I started. Like,
I was good at that.
I was too. I
was actually
it,
really
dude.
Good at that.
I loved it.
It's fun for a while.
Yeah,
and then you're like, I'm gonna end up like Tom. whoever. I flare bartended.
Oh, you did?
What's that?
The trick bartending.
Like fucking throwing bottles of cocktails.
I was good at that, too. I won a couple of contests.
Were you working at Fridays?
Yeah. That's where they trained me, yeah. My first place was Good Eats Grill. That was the first bar and restaurant I worked at. And then I went to Fridays. And, yeah, they trained you. Because they started all of that shit.
Yeah, of course. You know, it was like
TGI Friday started the throwing it around shit.
There was like Cocktail and look at their uniforms.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a Friday.
What was first, though? Cocktail making that popular?
It was Friday's bartenders trained them for that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's the thing they tell you.
Oh, really?
When you, like, yeah, like, you know, Tom Cruise.
I just waited tables there. I wasn't ready to I didn't start bartending until I moved to L.A. The first restaurant I worked at was this place called Bertucci's. And, like, right, start working Bertucci's. At Bertucci's, I was crushing it. Like, it was just like stand-up. You were just doing stand-up at tables. And my memory was great, and I was like, boom, 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 and I, like, crushed tables. And then
Did you write shit down or no?
I mean, it depends. Like, table of four, you know, I didn't need to.
Yeah.
And then I got to the point where I was, like, doing 10 tops and not writing stuff down. That's when I, like...
It's when your brain is, like, really sharp.
Oh, yeah. Just lightning.
Yeah. We were, like, it was fun, man. Like, I remember, like, the thing is, like, you make money... Mm-hmm. You walk out with cash, and you're flirting with every girl that comes into the
club. Everyone.
Yeah. One of my – when there was like somebody be like, oh, I'm sorry to keep you waiting. My big line was like, well, that's why they call me a waiter. And that was like my big
That's solid.
It was – but I remember that was like – that was one of the funnest times before I figured out I wanted to do something else was like you would go out, you would bartend all night, and then you'd maybe make last call at one or two places.
Yeah. And everybody knew – all the other bartenders knew you.
They come into your spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they throw down fat money.
Yeah.
And then we would drink in the parking lot and play football all night.
Yeah.
It was the fucking best. And then now I look back at it and I'm like, I'm really glad I got out of there.
Yeah.
I was afraid I would die in that place.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Did you bartend or wait?
No. I never. I bust. I never waited tables or bartended.
No?
I delivered food and I bust.
Yeah.
That was my food service too.
Did you?
Experience.
I worked at pizza places making pizzas, subs, delivered food, bartended, waited tables.
I had a lot of food. I made pizza. I never delivered anything.
Well, what gets tough is if you start moving into management, like if you're like bartending, they're like, you want to pick up a couple manager shifts? That's when you're about to go.
Like,
that's when you got to get out.
Yeah.
Unless that's what you want to do. Unless you want to be in.
Yeah, for sure. But like most people just end up doing it because they don't like, well, this is like upward, I guess. But like nobody wants. But it's always like the people who run Olive Garden are always the most miserable fucking people I've ever met in my entire life. They're never
proud sponsor of the crap.
Sure, man. Unlimited breadsticks. Unlimited grab some on the way out, man.
I wanted to ask you: are you close with your brothers? Do they come see shows? Are they still in Texas? Where are your brothers?
They're both still in Texas. They're both still in Fort Worth. My younger brother lives in my mom's house, and my older brother lives in my dad's old house.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
So they live 3 blocks away. Yeah. Yeah.
So do they have families?
No, they're both bachelors, but my older brother has 4 kids, 3 different women. So,
how many of them live with him?
Two, and then the other two.
Two of the women or the kids?
Two of the kids.
Yeah. Two of the kids.
The kids are on there. The kids want to be like their grandfather.
Yeah. Yes.
That's cool that they're like get to be that close.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. They
do they come see shows? Do they?
My older brother never comes, but he's like, you know, he's got kids, so I think it makes sense. And like,
yeah.
we love each other, but we fucking do not get along. Like, we try to respect one another, but everything is just like, no matter what, we're always looking for a reason to fight one another and argue with one another. So we never. And my little brother comes, but he always like gives me like tips for my jokes. He's like,
he does.
Yeah, like it's the worst. He's like, you know, you should talk about jacking off more. That's what he says. That shit's always funny
to me.
Yeah, yeah. Like he's always just like, you know, if you really, you know, he's like, you know, who I like is Daniel Tosh. I listen to him on SiriusXM.
But he's Tosh is great.
Yeah, he is great. But like, he's a big. He likes every comic I'm not like is like who he'll mention.
Yeah, and the worst. And it's and your family will do that, and they don't mean to, but you just take it so personally. Like, Jesus Christ, I fucking get it.
Have you seen Roy Wood's bit about he's not even his mom's top, like, 5 for comedians?
No.
Yeah, she likes Cat Williams and shit. Like, you should be more like Cat Williams. He's like, I'm not even my mom's top 5.
That's so fucking – he's on a fucking tear now in New York, dude. Like, he's lighting up. Every room. Like,
every room.
He's like just like crushing. He's so funny.
He's so talented, man.
We did Outside Lands together this past year, and it was like him and like – it was like Tiffany Haddish was like hadn't quite blown up yet. Like, I think Girl Strip had already come out, but like Roy was like crushing every single show. And then all of my shows, one of my shows was opposite The Who. So
holy shit!
Are you serious?
Yeah, and the other the other show was opposite Metallica
In San Francisco.
Yeah, because they're from the Bay.
Yeah.
So like, just plenty of room at those. Like,
I know.
Yeah, and then I did the goddamn Comedy Jam. That was fun.
Yeah.
It was yeah. What were we talking about? My brothers.
Your brothers.
We just are different. They're like regular guys. They like my older brother cuts down trees and. My younger brother installs safes for all these other companies. So, like, I'm just like, they're weird little
You're the
artsy
weird one.
Yeah. They were both tough. They both did martial arts. They both played football. They're both, like, grunty dudes. And I'm like.
Sensitive flower.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. Sensitive flower that wasn't, like, good at any art.
Yeah.
Except dick and fart jokes. I'm getting there. But, yeah, they were very. My brothers are just. I'm trying to think of something about. I remember this is like how they're just like mean. Like, I remember one time I jumped in a pool when we were six, or maybe I was five, but I had the floaties on my arms, and they shot off my. Like, I jumped in and they shot straight off my arms and into the air. So I was effectively drowning.
Yeah, right.
And my mom jumped in the pool and pulled me out. And I remember both my brothers were laughing. They thought it was the fucking funniest thing they'd ever seen.
Straight brothers.
Yeah, they were so mean. But they were just like, they're fucking. They're just crazy, different, and rude. They're fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like them now, though. Like, it's better as men than boys.
Yeah, well, hopefully we're all better as men.
But you have a
boys.
Brother, right?
I have two brothers.
Yeah. But are you a twin?
I am, yeah.
Do you guys get along?
Yeah, we all get along.
Have it always been that way?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we certainly had our moments. We've had all-out fist fights.
Yeah, I mean, we did that a lot, too.
Yeah, for sure.
I never won.
I would win.
Yeah?
The only way he ever beat me is if he got a cheap shot. I'll fucking tell him that to his face.
This is your twin or your...
My twin, yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it because it really helped me because it's built-in competition. I say it all the time. Like, I could go out, I could wrestle with him. I could go out and play catch with him. I just had someone in the house, literally, that was my age. And he got taller, quicker, and everything. So it was...
Is he bigger than you?
I'm stockier and wider. He's taller and skinnier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was better at sports?
We were both good. I mean, everything we both did, we both would make the travel teams. We both made. Played for the U.S. and Europe. We both did everything.
Like an under 18 team?
I had
team?
The edge on them, though. Under 17 team.
Oh, no shit.
I had the edge because I did varsity when I was a freshman and sophomore a little bit in high school for soccer. I made, like, the honorable I was hurt almost half a season and still made honorable mention Central Maryland.
Jesus.
Shit like that. My brother didn't.
All JUCO, dude.
All JUCO.
Really?
My brother was, too, though. He made that team, too. So.
Did you guys play on the same team in college, too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What team?
Just a Catonsville Community College, bro. It was a community
good
college,
program.
Man.
They got some players.
Cardinals, man.
They're Cardinals. You know what I mean? They're like a ladder program. You go right from there.
Yeah, they're like Blinn Community College for football.
Yeah. Or SMC for football, you know?
SMC?
Yeah.
Santa Monica College.
Steve Smith.
Is that like a...
Steve Smith, Chad Johnson.
We're on the team at the same time.
There was another. Jesus. There's a third one. There was a third guy, too, that didn't have the same career they did, but did get to the NFL, yeah.
Yeah, Blinn's like one of those schools.
Is it?
Yeah, like it's like Cam. That's where Cam Newton went before he went to Auburn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they always have like these gigantic tackles coming out of there.
Yeah.
It's too dumb to graduate.
That's where
take it easy.
That's where we go.
I graduated.
I'm just not calling you 5Y. What's up, 5Y?
5Y sounds like a fat joke, kind of. Also fits, yeah.
Well, look, man, we're out of time here. Jay's got to get out of here. This was a lot of fucking
thanks
fun.
For having
thanks for coming
me,
on,
dude.
Yeah,
thank you for coming on and sharing stories. That was a lot of personal stuff.
Oh,
we always appreciate
it's
people
weird, you know?
Opening
you
up. I know.
Thank you.
I mean, it's not weird to us anymore because we've told all our shit, but it is weird when you first start doing it.
You guys have to get new stories. You ever
I mean, only if new shit happens to
yeah,
us.
I guess
that's
so.
Why you got to come with the stories, man.
Okay.
And you did, so
thank
you
very
much,
man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Will you one more time plug your social media, your dates, anything you'd like?
If you're getting this on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Fuck that up. I'll be in Austin at Cap City Wednesday through Saturday, six shows. And then ShaneIsAComedian.com. You can find everything on there.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah, go see Shane live. It's a great experience.
Thanks a lot
for coming on, buddy.
Appreciate it, man.
As always, JLarsonComedy.com, JLarsonComedy on all social media.
RyanSickler.com, RyanSickler on all social media. We'll talk to you all next Tuesday.
Thank you.